Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Chris, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you very much. First we're going to go over, it's just some handwork we do in Kuntai. We use them for entries and we even use them for knife and different things like that. Okay, so first we're going to start with this. We're just standing, normally standing like this. Okay, so we're going like this. We're starting here, the hand's coming here, this hand's protecting the face. Okay, so I'm going here, this is one. This is two, this is three, this is four, this is five. Okay, and the idea is you have to use your hips on this also, okay? This is where we get all the power when we move. So we're going one, two, three, that's a whip, four, five, okay? So you got one, two, three, four, and see how my hips out? Five is the punch, okay? One, two, three, four, five. Now if I have a, if I'm trying to apply this, when the first strike comes, I'm actually stepping in. This is one. This is two, this is three, okay? So that'll be the beginning of it, all right? So I go one, two, three, there's the whip, four, five. Now, if you do get close to the person, too close, this might change. You might go one, two, three, this might be a forearm to the face, then a punch. All this is a movement. This can change on your last hit. When I go like this, this can change to an elbow. All it is a movement, okay, guys? So when I go one, two, three, four, five. Okay, so then when we have a partner, you can pair up and do this drill actually together, okay? So if he's throwing a punch, this is just a demo so you guys can see it. If you have a partner, you can do it too. We got one, two, three, four, five. Okay, we're gonna speed it up so you guys can see it. All right, so that's like a drill you're doing with it, okay? So all I'm doing is one, two, three, four, five, okay? One, two, three, four, five. Now, if we're gonna step with it, we're like this, okay? We're here, we step, we go one, two, three, four, five. All right, I'll do it slow. This is your first two strikes, one, two. Now, when I turn, I go one, boom, Boom. Okay? This is one, two. Now this becomes one strike when I move here. Boom. Then I transfer with a hit, a punch. Okay? One more time, slow. One, two. Now this is going to become one. We're going to whip and switch. Whip, switch, punch. Okay? Very good, very good. One more time. One, two is the second strike. Boom, boom. Come here, buddy. Okay, so if he's moving on me, he goes, boom, boom, boom. Okay? He's coming in like that, okay? So we're going one. The second one comes down to, boom, okay? Now going back to the beginning, we're going like this. We go one, two, this is the drill, three, four, five. And all you always use your hips. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, one, two, three, four, five. So another thing this does is this. When you got two punches coming, I might go here and I go to whip, but this is gonna take care of this one also, okay? So I go boom, 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 okay? Go low or high. But the idea is when this one hits here, this one will block this one also. So you're not stopping and then getting hit with that one, okay? You want to go here, boom, okay? Okay, so when I go here, 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 you can step on the feet if you want also, okay? Boom. Now if you're going high, boom, okay? Okay, that makes sense off that? So all we're doing is one motion here, and we're trying to take care of maybe two punches if we have to. So this is one, two, three, punch. Okay? One, two, three, punch. And when you're coming with this whip, this can hit the face, this can hit the face, this can hit the face. So if I want to start, right, come here. I want to start like this. He's throwing his punch. I'm doing this. Or if you have, like, say, two hands here, okay, when you hit, you're doing that, right? So when he throws his punch, I might be going like this. Then I go like this and this. So if he throws two punches, boom, I'm in like that. Okay? So that's what we're doing with that. We're going one, two, three, punch. And you'll see my body, I shift sometimes. So when I move, I want to get max power, so I shift. Okay? Now, if we have a knife also, okay, we're doing this right now, right? We're doing one, two, three, punch. Okay? To do the same thing with the knife. You're cutting, 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 cut. Okay? Cut, 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 cut. Okay? But we want to try to get the neck area also. So when I go here, I cut. See? I cut. Boom. I'm in. Or I cut. Then over. Okay? So it's the same exact motion we're doing. Okay? Just this. Boom. Very good. Very good. We got one, two, three, four, five. Now we can change it to an elbow. One, two, three, grab the head, smash. Okay? smash. Okay, so we're like this. Boom. Okay. Give me the air pass. We're like that. That's what you're trying to do with that. So when he's here, the punch is coming. He goes to move. He's going there. Boom. And he's throwing at me. I go here, here, here. Grab the head. Smash. Okay. And when this comes, you want to knock his head back. Boom. Okay. So now you have your foot there. There's your takedown. Okay. All right. So same thing with the knife. When I go in, if I have a front grip, I'm going to go here, here. Okay. Here, 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 here. Cut. All right. Let's do this a couple more times so you guys get this. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Good. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Now, if you want to do it like a drill on the computer back and forth, okay, I would go first. Like, say you're throwing a punch at me. You throw a right punch at me. I'm doing the motion. Boom. Now you go. Yes, just like that. Very good. Now I go. You go. This is how you make it interactive on a computer. Boom. Very good. Very good. Okay. Okay. See, that's how we're going back and forth. Does that make sense now? Okay. Now I go. Good. Good. Okay, so that's how you make it back and forth, think you make it into a cardio workout or whatever. But that's what you're trying to do with this. You can use this motion for a lot of different things. Okay, so if we're here, he's coming in, you got this. It's gonna be a whip, okay? We're like this, right? So we're here. He's gonna go, boom, there's your whip. There's your whip. Okay, all he's doing is the first three. One, two, three. Okay? There he goes. Boom. All right. Then I make it into like a reflex drill where I don't want him, I want to try to hit him. Okay, so I'm going. Boom. Okay? See, he's lighting me up. All right. So that's what you're trying to do with these drills. All you're trying to do is learn a motion that you're going back and forth with. Okay. Let's do this one more time so we make sure we get this for you guys. Okay. I'm throwing a punch. You're doing the motion. Good. I go. You go. Great, good job. Okay, now we're gonna speed it up. Good. Very good. Okay, very good, very good, very good. Okay, Brandon, come here. Okay, I wanna show you a couple other things we can do off this. Okay, if you got a left lead, with this, you got a boxer, left lead like this. We're doing this now, right? We're going one, two, three, all right? We got a left lead with this. We're pretty much doing the same thing. We're gonna do the same rolling motion, okay? I'm gonna go here, here, this way, okay? So he's there, I go there, boom. He's there, boom. Now what I'm gonna do is go kind of through him. So when I go here, boom, here, okay? So I'm here, boom, okay? Same thing, Brandon's going, so you can see this angle, he hits, goes through. He hits, Boom. Now, if you want to add the last two that we did, these two, where you're coming in here and here, you're going to add two strikes. Same thing. I'm going to go here, step to the right, go there, boom, elbow. Okay? Boom. Okay? So that's all we're doing, guys. Okay? So we're going here, slow, one, two. Now when we bring this whip up, three, this can be a strike, or you grab the head, smash. Very good, very good. Okay? So we go one, two, and then when we step, the hand and foot move at the same time. Okay? So when they move at the same time, then I can see move like this. Okay, I'll break it down for you guys. It's all one motion, but we're gonna go slow first. Okay? One, two, whip, grab the head, smash. Good. One, two, whip, grab the head, smash. Ready, quick. Okay, so if I'm slow with it, you want to slow. When he has his hands here, I go here, grab the head, smash. Okay? So I want to go here, 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 here. He has that up. I got the right foot out. I'm taking this hand down. So I just take a small step here. Okay? Boom, I'm going in. Okay? He goes on me. Boom. Okay, he's there. I can even be standing like this, and I take a step this way. Okay, so if I just boom, man. Okay, all right. So we'll do this one more time so we get this, and we'll go on to something else. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, now you're gonna go. Good. Boom. Okay, so now we're going to go back and forth one more time so we get this, okay?
Just a question, Chris. Chris, there's a question. If you could also face away from the camera, like sideways, so they can also see the sideway position.
One, two, three, four, five. See how my hips always move? That's the key with this. One, two, three. Four, five, one, two, three, four, five. I go this way so you guys can see me this way. Okay, so I'm one, two, three, four, five. Slow. It's all in the hips. Okay, Brandon, come here for a second. Okay, so if you guys are doing this drill at home, we'll do it super slow and then fast so you guys can see this one more time. So all we're doing with this is when I go to hit, I hit one, two, you hit on the chest here because you don't want to hit your solar plexus, you'll kill them, okay? It's just a drill. One, two, three, four, five. And we don't want to like, you don't want to straighten out the hips because they'll you guys won't be able to do the drill, okay? We'll go hard on the arms, but not hard. See, one, two, three, four, five. All it is a drill to build speed and use your hips. Because if I'm coming, boom, I'm coming like that, that's what you're doing with it. That's why you'll do this, to learn. And almost like walking every day. You walk every day, so you're going to learn to do this fast. So when you're doing this drill, it'll help you build your speed up. Okay, we're going to move it a little bit. Okay, that's all we're doing with that, guys, okay? All right. So we're going to go on to something else here, but yeah, we can't do questions then, I'm sorry. But that's the idea, like all we're doing is this. Boom, and if it gets close, all we're going to do is use the forearm. So if I come in, I get close to the guy, use the forearm or elbows. If you're further with hand punch, elbow, whatever you want to do, okay? It's a motion and you can build a lot of different things off this. And the idea that you can, Brandon, come here. The idea you can use it for two strikes. So if I do this, pick this arm up too. See, he's picking this arm up too for two strikes. So I'm here, I'm going in, okay? He throws, I go there, 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 there. Now, if this is there, I take the face on the way. See, I might take the face here, throws another punch. I'm going in like that, okay? All right, so we're going to go on to something else now. This is, we do a lot of parries outside and inside, but we want one thing to take care of both, a left and right punch, okay? So what we're going to try to do with this is, it's just a basic, when you're doing these, one, two. So you're going to parry, like say if I would step, I would parry like this. Okay, yeah, very good, very good. Okay, so I'm parrying, boom. Now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stand in place to show you. So I go here, here. Okay, so when I step, I'm over. I want to get out of the line of the punch, okay? So when I shift my body, I'll shift my body this way, shift, shift, shift. We're going to go to one side here on the left because it's going to take care of both a right punch and the left punch, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go here. I go one, boom, here. Now we're going to step with it. We're going to do super slow with this. We're going to go here, here. Very good, very good. Boom. Like that, okay? We're here. Come here, right? Okay, so what we're going to try to do with this is, I'll do it sideways so you guys can see it first. You don't have to punch it. So I go here, boom. Okay, so he's punching. I'm going to get out of the way, okay? I'm going to get out of the way. I'm hitting this, okay? So I'm going here. One, two, okay? Boom, okay? All right. So I go here. One. Boom. Now we're going to step with it this way, okay? So I step. Boom. Okay, if it's a right or left punch, you're going to do the same exact motion. So what we're going to do with this is we're going to start stepping in. We're going to step in, and then we're going to come with a strike. It's going to be a back strike like this, forearm strike, or whatever, okay? So I go one, two, hit. If I'm standing in place, same thing. I go one, two, hit. Just like that. I go one, two, hit. Come here, Brandon. Okay. So if I'm just standing, this is going like this. Now if I step with it, boom, I get this point, good for me. So all we're doing is stepping off that, okay? So when I go here, I go one, two, hit. All right? So I'm here, I go one, two, boom, step. Okay, Brandon, come here. Step with it and
Chris, there are some questions about what the moves are called. Like the names.
What's that? Okay, go
ahead. Did you get that?
There no, I didn't question. Get it. I'm sorry.
Now there's a question what the moves are called, like the names of the punches and the.
Yeah, they're just parries that go in. Like we call these ones rolling hits, rolling strikes, rolling hits, because you're rolling with them. Okay. This is just, you know, a parry like that, okay, and then you're no, like this. Come here, Brandon. So if we're doing this, when he goes to throw a punch, I'm going here, right? Now I got a strike here. Okay. I don't want to just do this. He's going to throw another punch, and I got to keep playing. Okay, I don't want to do that. When he goes to throw, I'm going to strike with this. I'm not grabbing this. I'm just hitting with this. Okay? So it's here. Boom. And the idea is, even if he throws fast, boom, I'm getting out of the way of it. Okay? So when I get out of the way, I'm here. Boom. And I still got this. Okay? Boom. And I'm going to take down. Okay? So we're here. Then you can come with another strike. Okay, so show him with a strike slow. Near. Move back right there. Then you can come with a punch. Do a couple slow. Not bad. Okay, so what we're doing with this is, we're here. We're not doing this one anymore. We're going this way. We're going one, two, hit. Okay? One, two, hit. See, I might start on this line, but my body goes over. Get out of the way of a straight punch. Okay? Boom, boom. All right? So I'm here. Here. Okay, right, come here for a second. Okay, so what we want to do with this too is, not only if the right punch comes, I'm going like this, okay? If a left punch comes, I don't have to go over here. I'm gonna do the same exact motion that I did here, okay? So I'm gonna step this way. When I step here, boom, doing the same thing, in. Right punch comes, left punch comes. Boom. Okay. So if you're throwing a right punch at me, I'm doing this, right? I go one, two, this way. You throw a left punch at me. Boom. I'm going that way. Or I could come with an elbow. Okay. So if we're doing this now, we're going high. So we got to pull the arm down because we want the head. Okay. So we want to go pull the arm down, get the head. Okay, left hand, see, pull the arm down, hit the head. Yes, very good, okay. So we're here, boom. We're here, boom. And see, this is what you want to get, okay? When I go like this, he throws a punch, I don't want to just do this and hit. I want to hit his face first so that hand won't come. Boom, hit that, okay? So when I come in here, boom, he throws this one, boom, okay? So Brandon's going to go, so he goes in that way, left, boom, he goes in that way, okay? So what we're gonna do is try to go back and forth with this, okay? I'm gonna throw a punch at you guys, okay? I'm throwing a punch, now you're gonna do the motion. Yes, very good. Yep. Okay. You're going to do the same exact thing. A left punch is going to come. Same exact. Very good. You're hitting my head. Boom. Good. Okay. Right. Good. Left. Good. One more time. Right. So that's going down. You're not going down. You're hitting the head. Yep, good. Now the right, left. Boom, you're hitting. Good. Now this one. Boom, good. Okay, now you got this one. Good. Yep, see, and that changes the elbows. Now, if we want to go lower, you can't pull the arm down because you have a problem, okay? So if I go like this, and I pull this arm down and I want to hit his ribs. Well, his arm's in the way now. I got a serious problem there. I can only go high. Okay, so when I hit, instead of pulling down, you're gonna pull sideways. You're gonna hit it to the side because you want to get exposed to ribs. Okay? So when I go here, I go one, two, boom, boom. And it's gonna be stepping on the first one. Boom. want that arm to go that way. See, now I got the space strike too. Not only do I hit this over, I can just hit this, that's great, but why not hit the face? So when I go there, I want to hit this there, okay? So, boom, I'm going that way, okay? Slow, elbow, okay? So all I'm doing is I hit the arm this way when I want to go here, this way. So I'm having to go that way. So Brandon's here, my punch, same thing. I cannot bring it down because I won't have this. Okay? Same thing, I'm gonna go here, 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 here. Have that arm go that way, okay? Boom. Now if he comes with one, two, see, I'm in here. That hits and it goes there. That's how you block one, two. Boom. Okay, no range. He goes here, he's one level, so ribs. Boom. Okay. One ribs. Okay. Okay. Now we'll do a little demo, like how, where this goes. Okay. So if Ryan goes there, okay. Okay, so he's going low. He's going like this. He's going low. Boom. Grabbing the head and you can do all this. All right. There's a bunch of stuff you can do like this. Okay, so what we're going to try to do is I'm going to throw the punch at you guys. Okay. You're going to go to my head first. So what do you got to do with the arm? You got to pull it down. The arm's going to go down, then you're going to hit my head. Boom, perfect. Okay, so the arm's going to go down. Head, boom. Okay, we're going to go left punch now. Your arm's going to go down. Head, you're going to go up here, head, okay? So you want one more time, left, good. Grabbing the head, boom, good. Now we're going to go to the ribs. So what does the arm have to do? Can't go down, it goes to the saddle, okay? So I throw the punch, your arm goes this way, now you're going here, hitting the ribs, okay? We go one more time. Ribs, very good, very good. Okay, now we're going this way. Same thing, you want the arm to go that way, you're going to go rib, yeah, okay? One more time. Over here, rib. Okay, now we're gonna do an elbow off this, okay? Brandon, come here. We're gonna do an elbow off this. When he throws a punch, I'm doing this, right? One, two, grab the head, smash, okay? Left punch, one, two, grab the head, smash. Boom. Okay. See? I want to get the arm down, right? Pull the arm down, yank it down, grab it. Okay? Same thing. Do that in the arm straight. Okay? Okay, so here's a drill we do off this, okay? I'm gonna throw a punch at him. He's gonna go there and put this pad here so he doesn't kill my face. Okay. Boom, he's hitting, okay? Okay? Okay, now if we're doing this, this is that way. Now if we wanna do a left punch, you're gonna have to put this over here because you don't want to get hit in the face. Okay, so the left, we're gonna go slow. Boom. There, okay, over here so we can see. Here's the right, slow, slow. Pulls down, elbow. And see how he's hitting my back? So for real, he's gonna go there. He grabs my head, smack. Okay, he goes here. Oh, you can start doing with this is make it into a drill. Okay, so when I'm going here, right here. I'm going this way. The whole idea with this drill is I'm going to try to hit him, get him a little angry with his movement. He wants to like explode in his movement. Quintile's all about explosion, okay? So when he moves, boom. And I got to root myself where I'm going across the room. Okay, now we got left side. Right side, this is left side. Boom. You gotta go over to the side because you can get it in the face. Good. The idea of this is when Brandon moves, he's doing a movement right in front of him. Oh, towards him. Okay. It shouldn't matter to him if you're throwing a left or right punch because he's gonna do both motions. Okay? It's the same exact thing, okay? So if I go to the left, he doesn't have to go over here and try to do this. You don't have to try to do that. He just does the same motion. Boom. Okay? Same motion. Boom. Okay, so that's all we're doing with that. Let's make sure you guys got that. Okay, so we're here. We're gonna go one, two, grab the head, elbow. Okay. Same thing with the left punch. Left punch is coming. You should see the same thing. Boom. Okay. One, two, hit, elbow. Good. One, two, hit, elbow. Okay. Boom. And what are we doing with the arm? We're pulling the arm down, right? So we pull the arm down and go here. Left punch comes, you still pull the arm down and get the head. You want him to have that whiplash. So when I move, boom, I want to have that whiplash. Okay? And bring it perfectly. Okay, now we're going to try to get this side here. We're gonna go low. Okay, so instead of going high like this, we're not doing this anymore. Okay. We want to get the arm. So same thing. I can't pull the arm down or I'm not gonna get the rib. Okay, so what I want to do, I'm gonna go here, 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 here. Okay. And I still can get the strike to the face. Because I can go here, boom, and hit this. I want to hit the arm this way though. Boom. Left, same thing here. Okay, I cannot bring the arm down because then I won't have anything to hit if I'm going to expose the ribs. Okay, so we're here. He throws, boom, and I have to get down. You know, I can't stand straight up like this, or I won't have any power. And I'm going to use my hips. So when I go like this, boom, I'm here. Then I can go and get his head. Okay? So if I go here, boom. I'm gonna move, boom. Okay? He's Brandon's boy. He goes right punch, boom. Here's all this business. Boom. And the other way, so I can see. He wants to get back. He wants to go low, boom. Now he's got the back of my head or whatever he can hit. Boom. Okay, same thing with the left. I come in, boom. Okay, I come in, boom. Now what you do have is these strikes, this strike to the face, okay? So if Brandon throws a punch, I can just go like this, an elbow, or I can hit. Okay, so what this does is, you know, just give him a shot. Goes right, same thing, I'm going here, here, okay? So you're doing that, hold on, let me get my glasses out. Brandon goes here, boom, See, he wants to get my rib. Same thing on his side. Boom. And him just bringing a hand up distracts you. Boom. And pops the rib out, actually. Okay, so when I do this, Brandon goes to throw, I'm hitting his arm over while I step. I hit his arm over, boom, that gives him that rib. And if I just flash, boom, I'm there. He throws there, boom, I'm in. Okay, so let's try to do this a couple times so you guys understand this, okay? We're going in, the punch, I'm throwing a punch at you guys. You're gonna go up to my face. So you're hitting this down, face shot, okay? So we're gonna go down first. We're going here. That's going down, now you're hitting elbow or punch, whatever, it doesn't matter, okay? Throw it again. Pull down, perfect. Smash, okay? Do it with the left hand, you're gonna hit the face, I'll come up to the face, you're going here. Boom, very good. Okay, now we're gonna go to the ribs, right? So we got the ribs, we got a punch. Boom, very good, get the arm out of the way. You're going here, boom. Now you do have that, remember this, we have this, right? When you come up, you got this quick, this could be a forearm or to the hand to the face. You dot the eyes or whip it, whatever you want to do, then you can come down. Okay? All right, so I'm throwing a punch at you. Boom. Yeah, boom. Very good. Push your arm out, right? The arm goes out. Boom. One more time. Go here. Boom. Very good. Okay? One more time. Boom. Okay, now left side. You're going here. Hit my face. You got the ribs. Okay? Here. Got the strength of the face, then the ribs. Very good. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with that. When you move in, you want to be able to hit the ribs or the face. So you got to make the arm do what you want it to do, not what they want it to do. So when they're punching, you're going to hit it sideways. Brandon, come here. We're always gonna try to do what we wanna do here, okay? So if I wanna bring the arm down, on a motion, I bring it down. Then I get the face. Same thing with the left. Bring it down, get the face. If I wanna go to the side and get this, I can't bring it down. I always gotta hit it this way to get that. Same thing here. I wanna go here to get that, okay? So. Well, a lot of things I'll have them do is just circle down, hit. You got one hand, circle down, hit. See? Boom. I step in, don't come out. Boom. And everything's drawn with my hips. So when he throws, I'm doing this. Even if I'm standing in place, I don't want to do this. Okay? When I'm going here, I'm coming in with the ribs. Okay? Same thing with the other one. Boom, we're coming in. Or that. If it's too close, it becomes elbow. Okay? So all we're doing out there is a move. Do it some, sideways for him, show him how to move faster. He comes in like that. So he moves, boom. This one, boom. And there's things you can do. You can get behind the leg. Or you go behind, boom. And you can do a takedown also. Okay? So there's a bunch of things you can do up there. So I can move here. I can come in, see now I'm here. There's a takedown. All right. So that's all we're trying to do off this. It's just a simple motion, like an elbow. And see, I'm not like this. I always want to move my body, my hips. Almost like a boxer would move. Okay? So when I'm moving in, I strike. Okay? So that's what we're trying to accomplish off that. Hey, Roma, how much more time do we have?
Yeah, you have still 15 minutes before we close the session, but there's one question. Maybe you want to incorporate that in your session, which is how do you use the strength of the other? Do you also do that in your style?
I couldn't hear you, I'm sorry.
How do you, How do you use the strength of the other person, your opponent, in your style?
You're pulling them in. When Brandon does this, he's going like this. When he do the elbow, and when he does it against you, he actually pulls me down. See, he pulled me right into that hip. See, that's what he's doing. He's pulling me in. Boom. So when this punch comes, I'm going to reverse, but he's pulling me in. Okay? I'm sorry. Boom. So you're pulling him into it. And then this way, we use a lot of, we do a lot of iron palm hitting, like to get good parries. So everything we do at Gonzaga, we don't just hit easy sometimes. Sometimes we'll hit hard. I'll bring him into me. When he throws, boom, I'm bringing him into me. So you hit with all your power here, but it's loose. It's a loose power. It's like throwing, like if you threw something hard at a wall, it would bounce back.
Your ball.
Like a ball. Now if you throw a wet towel, it's gonna spread on the wall. So like when I hit with them, I don't wanna bounce. I wanna hit. You know what I mean? Hit like that. He'll be all right. He's a big kid. He plays football, he'll be fine. So that's what we're doing. We're just everything's like sinking and you hit and you gotta use your body when you move. And you use their energy also, because I'm using it when I come in. Let him come in like that. Okay, so when he comes in, boom, I'm hitting him down and then up. And then, boom. Same thing with you throwing a punch this way, I'm going here. Okay, right here, boom. So you know, okay, that makes sense. So that's what we're trying to do with that type of stuff. Use their energy, I guess you could say. You know, let it come, because you know, they're coming like this. I don't want to meet his energy like this. If he comes in and throwing a punch, well, I don't want to be here and get nailed. I want to, you know, get out of the way, okay, and then redirect. That's my goal, to redirect always, okay? So I hope that answers what you guys were looking for, okay?
Yeah, I think that's
all right. So what we're going to do with this is we're going to go to a little interaction with knife. It doesn't matter. It's just, our knife and our hand work are pretty much the same thing. It's just an extension of the hand. That's all the knife is to us, an extension of the hand, okay? So if we're doing motions like this, which we already did, okay, we did those, right? I might do, say, like one, two, down, hit, okay? If I have a knife, when I'm coming over, there's my first strike. I'm going one, two.
You also want to use the pen?
Okay, something like that. So we're gonna go. This is gonna be one, down, two, three, four. Okay, so Brandon's here, slow. I'll do it slow so you guys see. Okay, I'm standing here. I'm cutting, groin, throat, boom. All right, so all I'm doing is this. I'm here, I go one. I gotta make sure this arm's out of the way. I wanna cut my own self. One, two, three, four. Yes, very good. We'll do it slow again, ready? One, two, three, four. And see, my knife is the same way pretty much with my hand work. I don't stand like this. I'm trying to get maximum out of my knife. So when I cut, I use my body. I use my body. Use my hips. Okay, do that, man. Slow. Okay, he's gonna go a little faster with it now. Okay, so that's all we're doing that. Okay, so we're here. One is down, two, three, four. There you go, good. So you go one, two, three, four. Good. All right, ready? One, Very good, very good. Okay. So we're going one, two, three, four. So now what we're going to try to do is step with this. Granny Crane. Okay, so this is standing in place with this motion. I go here, I cut, boom, he goes. Now we're going to step with this, okay? So what we're going to do is, we'll do it like this first so you see. So I step, I cut, step. He goes, boom. I go, okay, now we're going to do it slow together, okay? Towards up. And yep, your feet are good. Okay, so slow, small steps. Boom. Okay, we're gonna do it slow together. Okay, so he's gonna go one down, two, cut. Okay, all right, ready? One down, two, cut. Now, key to this is this. When you're bringing this, when you have this knife here, okay, when I bring this back to my hip, well, I don't want to stab myself, so I always keep this out here. Here's your guide, right there, okay? So I go like this. Hit, cut. Okay, so we go on, we go down, hit, cut, okay? So this is, you're using this hand. This hand's like a, I can go like this with this hand. Like, I'm not just going here, I'm using the hand. So Brandon's here, you know, I'm gonna check. Then I go down, I'm gonna cut, cut. That hand's there for a reason. You're gonna use it or pull it in and cut. Okay, so we're gonna go one, down, two, three. This could be a grab or hit, cut. And then we got this here protecting our ribs, okay? So we go one, down, two, here, cut. Okay, step with it for a minute. One down. Okay, we're going to go slow. Okay, ready? One down. Two. Cut. And this is the same switch you guys are doing in your rolling hits. So when I'm rolling hits, I'm rolling this, I switch, I punch. The same thing is here. When I go here, I go down, I want to switch. There's my switch, okay? So we're going slow now. We go here, right here. We're going one, down, two, here, cut, okay? So we go one down, we go two, cut. Now what we want to do with this is, like when I go here, I go one, two, and I bring this here. There's a quick switch that goes on here. See the switch? So I have this hand like this. I'm here. Here. Then I come over. Then I can finish whatever, any way I want. Okay? So we're going to go here. We're going to go down. One. One down. Two. Three. Cut. Okay, now stand it in place. The reason why you would stand in place is learn to use your hips, just like you would with open hand strikes. So we go down, two, three, cut. Okay, so we're gonna do a beats now. We go one, two, three, cut. Okay, now we're gonna shorten them. We're gonna go like this, so it's gonna be one, two all the way back here. Pull it back. Cut. Okay, so now we got three. Okay, so we got one, two, cut. Good. Good job. Okay, ready?
Hey, Chris. One. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're ending the session. So we're in the next phase of the session. Thank you very much for giving this class. I think it's very valuable.
Feel honored to be on here, really honored.
So the next part, I'll just be closing the session. So I'll do some announcements. I'll play your video, and then I'll come back to you for the closing of the session. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, so in the chat, I've added some announcements. So you can find Chris de Baum at kuntauflorida.net. Yes, his website is there, his phone number and his email. Contact him directly for more. This wouldn't have happened without sponsorship of Rafe Kelly, evolvemoveplay.com. Check that out as well. Any recording that we made, we are now live on Facebook, but we made recordings. You can find it on our Facebook group, Tech, Martial and Healing Arts. Next to that, you can find it on the portal. Yes, the next session will be Breathing Technique for Stronger Immune System by Tim van der Vliet. He's a Dutch guy. He'll be talking about breathing, and breathing is, I think, very important if you do any martial art, and in general for also meditation. So in the healing arts section, also for you. Chris, I'm gonna play your video now and then cut back to you.
I just cut.
Okay. Va dejado sin familia.
He already has kids.
Pero ya tiene hijos, no se preocupe. Lo acabo de hacer con las manos abiertas y.
So thank you very much. If you want to check Chris out, Sifu Chris der Baum, he's a very good teacher. He's giving online seminars. He's giving seminars abroad as well. He was going to come to Europe, but then COVID happened. I'm happy to have you here on the Embodiment Conference 2020. I'm handing you the closing word of this session, the two takeaways that people can take out of this session with you and about embodiment.
The two things I really want you guys to focus on when you move is use your hips for power, even on parries, even on knife, you're gonna use your hips. And like we showed you guys one parry that takes care of a right punch and a left punch. So the same thing will work. So if you work that same motion, you'll be able to use a left or right punch off of it. And that, you know, that's pretty much, you know, what I'm trying to get out of it. An explosion in Kunta is very, very important, and intensity when you move. You know, when you watch the video, you see more of the intensity. You know, that's what drives me top. It's a big factor, okay? And if I get if I could have a brief thing to say, thank you to my teachers, my first teacher, Lenny Howie, and Master Scott Young. He's helped me so much over the years, and he's in Meadville, Pennsylvania. And my job has helped me also expand my art, because I deal in the prisons, and Sheriff, and actually using the art has helped, you know, where my art has gone. And Kunta is actually from China, and it went to Indonesia, and now, you know, it came here through the Dutch, actually. The Dutch, you know, they were half Dutch, and they came to America. That's how we got it over here in America. But if you guys have any other questions, please let me know.
Yeah, reach out to Chris directly. You have his email in the chat and his website as well. Thank you, Chris, and your son.
Taking some hits, Brandon and Ryan. Yeah, I mean, they always told me it was a family art, and I try to teach him. You know, it really is a family art when you're learning it too. And but when I come home from work, they attack me. It's not a good thing.
Hey, it's three tones.
So
Thank you very
thank
much.
You, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bye.